And a very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. The mulberry is a messy tree. The red mulberry, native to eastern North America, produces its fruit profusely. These berries, similar to blackberries, stain most everything they touch. Concrete, patio furniture, clothes on the line, and the bottom of children's bare feet. Most people would not want a mulberry tree in their yard. On the other hand, a mulberry tree full of ripening or ripe fruit is a banquet for birds. Once, a while back, in the course of one May morning, the tree near my house was visited by the following: grackles and starlings, blue jays and robins, all three mimids, the catbird, the mockingbird, and the brown thrasher. The larger birds ate the berries whole, in one gulp. Of course, the waxwings were there. Waxwings are primarily fruit eaters. They, too, swallow the berries whole and then fly off to a nearby tree in twos or threes. You never see a lone waxwing. And then come back to the mulberry tree to eat again. As an aside, why do they do that? Why don't they just sit in the mulberry tree and gorge themselves? The scarlet tanager was there with that velvet red and black, enjoying the mulberries, not swallowing them whole, but rather chewing them, if that's the proper term to use for an animal without teeth. Even the finches were there, the cardinal and the house finch, using their seed-cracking bills to eat the berries. The mostly insect-eating warblers were partaking also, the black-throated blue and the ubiquitous black-polled warbler, using their small beaks to poke at the drupes and fuel up before heading further north. Two other migrants stopped by the mulberry tree to eat, two of the robin's spotted cousins, the gray-cheeked thrush and Swainson's thrush, the latter singing for his supper. So if in mid to late May you don't want to walk too far afield to see some birds, find yourself a mulberry tree and sit down comfortably with your binoculars, but not directly under the tree or you'll get stained, and then enjoy the parade of birds that are coming to feast on the berries.